Radio Tygerberg 104 FM. Die Christenstem van Suid-Afrika.
Now, we mentioned today is World Environmental Day, a day to reflect on the beauty of our planet and the responsibility we have to protect it. Now, joining us at the heart of what this mission is all about, the head of operations at SANCOP. It stands for, SANCOP is the Southern Africa Foundation for the Conservation of Coastal Birds. It's amazing, eh? And it's, Melissa Nob, good morning and welcome to Radio Tygerberg.
Good morning, and excellent job on that very lengthy name. A lot of people don't get it right, but well done. You've done it.
Oh, it is indeed a long name. Now, Melissa, in 2024, Boulders Beach was named the second best beach in the world in the Golden Beach Award. Now, as a vital habitat for African penguins, this area, of course, draws global attention. Now, can you tell us a little bit more about SANCOP's work in the penguins and the penguins there, and other regions? Just tell us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. So SANCOP actually works with the conservation authorities that manage five of the greatest penguin colonies in South Africa, one being Boulders or Simonstown.
Yeah.
We also work with Stony Point, Robben Island, Dufferin Island, as well as Bird Island in the Eastern Cape. So our job really is to work with these conservation authorities. We have 10 seabird rangers that are placed at these colonies, and their job really is to monitor the seabird colonies, monitor the habitats, and of course, manage human-wildlife coexistence, which is a very fancy way of making sure that people don't go up to the penguins and try and pick them up and cuddle them because they are wild. So ultimately, these rangers monitor the colonies and then bring them through to SANCOP. If any eggs are abandoned, any chicks are abandoned, which unfortunately we see a lot more of these days, or if penguins are hurt or injured, they come through to one of our two seabird hospitals. We've got one in Tableview, Cape Town, and another in Kabaga in the Eastern Cape. And we fix them up, rehabilitate them, and release them back into the wild to bolster the population.
I've looked at the pictures that you sent me yesterday, and it's beautiful. You know, all the small birds and whatever that you guys are doing. It's amazing, the work.
And I think that's the reason why you want to pick them up, but yeah, it's not right.
We are
not
supposed to. Look. Now, on this Environmental Day, Melissa, what are some of the most urgent conservation efforts currently underway to protect these, African penguins? Because I think they are endangered, and they are the population that we have to look after.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, in October last year, they were uplisted to critically endangered.
Sure.
So they're in really big trouble. So scientists estimate that they may be extinct in the wild by 2035, so less than 10 years away, and many people don't know this.
Sure.
And the number one factor that actually affects African penguins is lack of food availability, but also climate change has something to do with it. You know, there's predation, lots of things. These poor little guys just don't have a chance out there. But our job is to fight for them in every way that we can. So we advocate for the species to make sure that they've got sufficient food. Also oil pollution and pollution spills is a big problem. So we advocate to ensure that is mitigated. And then, of course, we do research, groundbreaking research, to monitor the populations and make sure that the numbers are actually bolstered out there. Education is a huge factor of what we do. We love to educate people about how they can actually help and how their actions can make a difference. And then, of course, I don't know if you know this, but SANCOP is mandated by the government to respond to oil spills. So that is one of the big causes that we have to respond to. And then finally, of course, our rescue and rehabilitation efforts, with our chick bolstering program being the number one thing that we're so proud of. We're the only organization in the world that actually incubates and hand rears wild origin African penguins back into the wild.
Sure.
Very, very proud. And to date, we've released over 10,000 fledglings.
Oh, wow.
The little baby penguins back into, and it's quite a sum, considering there's about 8,600 breeding pairs of African penguins left in the wild in South Africa today, that we've actually released 10,000 of them, or more than 10,000, back out there.
Okay,
to bolster the population.
Sure, Melissa. Now, that is a really amazing success story. Maybe just another one. Because, yes, there's a problem. Yes, we are fighting the problem. But there are also success stories like the one that you've just told. Maybe just another one.
A positive story?
Well, we see
miracles every day. We like to say that we've got the tiniest penguin, but the mightiest team. So we had one very, very cute little egg that was abandoned on Bird Island in the Eastern Cape. We fondly call it African Penguin Number 37. So this was the 37th penguin that was admitted to Sankob in the Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
And this little guy was found abandoned, hatching. We transported it through to Sankob in the Eastern Cape. And with the dedication of the team, he is very healthy, very strong, and tipping the scales at almost 2 kilograms.
What?
And
what?
Very soon will be released back into the wild.
So
we have several miracle stories that happen every single day, and that gives us hope to do what we do and just to continue to fight for this amazing, iconic species.
That is amazing. Now, Melissa, to the general public who wants to help and wants to support Sankop, how do they go about it?
Very, very simply, actually. You don't have to travel all the way to Boulders to go see penguins. You can come through to Tableview and see them at our centre. So come visit us, come learn about what we do. If you're in the Eastern Cape, our other centres in Summerstrand in the Eastern Cape. So come learn about us. Donate, of course. You can visit our website. We've got the most amazing campaign happening for Father's Day at the moment where you can adopt a penguin that has been rescued from the wild for R600 and you get a free beer. I mean, isn't that just
fabulous?
Shackleton Brewery. We've got Shackleton Breweries in the East in Cape Town. They're Hoppy Lager, aptly named, I must say. And then we're partnering with Richmond Hill Brewing Company in the Eastern Cape. So R600, adopt a penguin, name it after your dad. And I think that's something super special. Donate, volunteer, whatever you can do. Come and visit us and learn about us. That's all we ask.
Kind of fun. Now today is World Environmental Day and we spoke to Head of Operations at Sankop, Melissa Knob. Thank you so much. And Melissa invited us to go and broadcast there.
Oh, cool.
So hopefully soon, Melissa.
Can I please touch one?
Yeah.
I just want to
touch one.
Yeah, we're gonna adopt one. Name it after Francois.
And Levi.
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks, Melissa. We enjoyed speaking to you.
Oh, pleasure, guys. Thanks so much. Have a good one. Cheers.
Radio Tygerberg 104 FM. Ons verkondig Christus.